this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, there's a new movie out that hits very close to home. It's based on real-life events, and it's a corporate thriller, Protocol 7. And it's all based on a devoted mother and small-town family lawyer, a renegade doctor, whistleblower. And they all get together to talk about these fraudulent test results behind a failing mumps vaccine and hold of a big pharma responsible. And, man, this thing is it's scary. And one of the stars of the movie, Matthew Marsden, is with us here on the National Defense. Matthew, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you, Randy?
Well, I'm doing good. You know, I just saw the trailer for this, and the trailer was enough for me to say, everybody needs to see this.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that it's one of those movies where timing is everything, right?
Yes.
If this would have come out maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I think that people would have been like, yeah, okay, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And now with what's happened in recent years, people are like, whoa, hang on a minute. They're
right.
Way more paying more attention to what's going on.
Well,
you know what I mean,
and
certainly more.
Especially since we just have seen a couple of days of Dr. Fauci on TV. It's like, oh man, yeah, we need to go to know everything that's going on here. We're talking about Protocol 7. It's in Regal theaters nationwide. Will stream on Apple TV, Roku, all smart TVs, and one of our favorite guys that was just on this show, Eric Roberts, is in it too.
Yeah, Eric's great. You know, it's funny because I worked with Eric like 20 years ago on another movie, and so it is funny when you come full circle, you know. And that was a very different film. That was an action film that we did, and so, you know, I'm kind of on the opposite side of him on this particular film. So yeah, it was great. He's a fine actor. He always has been, and it's great to be a part of a movie with him.
You know, this guy, Andy Wakefield, that, you know, is talked about in the movies, he was handed the evidence of the Protocol 7 fraud, and at that time, his principal concern was protection of the whistleblower and getting a case filed under the False Claims Act. But it's interesting, Matthew, he was smart enough to know that the public would accept a story like this if it really was in story format. So he studied screenwriting, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, as Stallone said to me when I did Rambo, remember, this is forever.
Right.
So if you want to get it's true, you know. I mean, I know long after I'm gone, my grandkids will be able to, my great-grandkids will be able to sit and watch films that I'm in. And these, you know, these movies as you've seen, you know, look, I mean, we all know going back to the Second World War, you know, the Nazis knew that propaganda was really important, right? And we've kind of forgotten to a degree, certainly anyone, you know, if you look at the movies that I watched when I grew up that were very pro-American, that made me fall in love in America, we've kind of forgotten that and moved into the realm of, not that this is propaganda, but you know what I'm saying, like getting a message across, it's the most effective way of getting a message across. And the thing about Andy is amazing. I mean, look, I was... like most of us, you know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, people that are in the military, you know, you go and you walk around that room and you get the 30-odd jabs, you know, in that one day or whatever, and you just go, okay, well, that's it. You know, this is part and parcel of what I do, you know, part of joining up. And look, as me growing up, I was the same. I'm like, okay, you get your jabs, you move on, right? And you don't really question it. So when someone comes along and they question that, you kind of like, who is this person? Like, that's weird. Like, why are they saying these things, right? And now everyone's going, hang on a minute. Certainly, like, say, after the last few years,
yes,
people are like, whoa, hang on a second. Like, I'm not just going to take this in. And even with, like you say, the Fauci thing, I mean, he's a despicable human being, right? You're watching that, and you're like, that guy is a bad guy. He's a bad guy, there's no doubt, right? And the arrogance that they show, people, you know, right now are more receptive to saying, well, hang on a second, I'm going to go back and look at this with a more discerning eye. I mean, look, we did it with opioids, right?
Like, right.
We did it with opioids. Everyone was like, opioids?
Yes.
Big pharma, that's pretty bad. Like, what are you doing? And then when you said about vaccines, people go, how dare you say that about vaccines?
Right.
And I'm like, what? It's the same thing.
You're exactly right. We're talking to Matthew Marsden here on the National Defense, the new film Protocol 7. And, you know, you mentioned the military, and that's our audience. It's active duty military veterans and their families. So thank you for your work in a great movie, Black Hawk Down. Man, how was that experience?
Well, that changed my life. And I'll tell you why. When we were doing the training, I'll try and be as brief as possible. When we were doing the training, and I didn't really know anything about the history of the United States. You know, I knew I always loved it. I didn't know why. And we're doing the training in Fort Benning, Georgia, and I'm sitting there and I'm doing my actor thing, you know, like getting into character. And there was a young Army Ranger there. And I said to him, you know, why did you join? And he said, for freedom.
Mm. Wow.
And I'd never heard that before. You know, like Europeans kind of like, Europeans mock it, right? Like freedom fries on. And I was like, you'd die for me, wouldn't you? It was, you know, it was a moment of realization. And he went, yes, sir. And I'm like, that is it. This is the greatest country on the planet. I want to do whatever I can for these guys. I'm in. And that's really where my love affair for the United States of America was really grounded. And so then, you know, I started, going back, looking at the founding fathers, and then getting involved in as many military, you know, charities and helping out as I could. And if you look at my career, I've specifically gone out and played military roles because I know how important it is to play those roles after Black Hawk Down, to play those roles authentically.
Yes.
And, you know, that was very, very important to me. So I'm eternally grateful of the men and women in our military. It is a great honor to have been able to play. You know, I'm a meat puppet, right? I get to play real heroes, and I only get to play real heroes. I'm not the hero. I get to play real heroes because there are real heroes out there, and they're the men and women in our military. So I'm eternally grateful to their sacrifice.
Thank you so much for that. We're talking to Matthew Marsden here on the National Defense. Yeah, it's funny. You know, I was interviewing a guy that had just transitioned out of the military. He was applying for a job, and in the interview, the guy asking the question said, hey, how loyal an employee are you? Are you going to be a loyal employee? He said, well, in my last job, I would have taken a bullet for my boss. So, yeah, I think I will be a pretty good employee.
And by the way, that was one of the things that really blew me away because, I've done a lot of movies with active duty military as well. And when I was doing Transformers, there was the changeover, right, from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. And I was, like, with the guys then. I said, how'd you feel? right, about transition. Right. They went, no, I just don't. It's our job. Yeah. And that, for me, was amazing.
Yep. Yep.
Just amazing.
That's exactly right.
Professionals. It was unbelievable.
Man, you've been in some great stuff. I mean, not just Black Hawk Down, but, I mean, you mentioned Transformers. You've been in Deadpool, Rambo. How was it working with Stallone?
Stallone was, I mean, look, I grew up like anyone from Gen X, loving his movies.
Right.
You know, I mean, Rocky was the thing that really started that love affair with America for me, because I come from a very poor background, like kind of the project, single parent. And, you know, that is not the kind of background you want to become an actor. In England anyway, you know, it's certainly more of an upper middle class thing.
Yeah.
And I was certainly not that. So I knew that when I worked with him, because with Rocky, you know, the thing that he put across there is, if you work hard enough, America's a land of opportunity, right, you will get your shot, right? And that's what really hit with me. And I was like, hey, listen, if I work so hard, harder than anybody else, I'm going to get my shot. And so then when I met him years later and I worked with him and I ended up in the film saving his life, which was kind of amazing, I was like, that could only happen in America. There's not another country in the world that art could happen.
Oh, man.
Watch him, and then you end up being in a movie with him. It was amazing. But
so
he's awesome. Yeah, super smart.
Well, Protocol 7 is in Regal Theaters nationwide. We'll stream on all the platforms. Matthew Marsden. Man, it's so cool talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College Building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Ballet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Ken Jennings. You know the name. He was an anonymous Salt Lake City software engineer in 2004 when he unexpectedly became a TV celebrity after his record-breaking 74-game, $2.5 million winning streak on Jeopardy. And today's the author of 13 books, including the New York Times bestsellers Brainiac, Maphead, and Because I Said So, as well as the Junior Genius Guides for Children. He was named Jeopardy's greatest of all time after winning a primetime tournament on ABC and succeeded Alex Trebek, of course, as the permanent host of the show. He grew up in Seoul, South Korea, which I didn't know, but for the last 15 years has lived in his native Seattle with his family and dogs. Ken Jennings joins us here in the National Defense. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, the most obvious question is what kind of dogs?
I have a mini golden retriever who is sweet and dumb, and I have a little Cavapoo, a spaniel poodle mix, who is smart but a little bit distant. So you can't have everything.
Does it seem like a million years ago when you first went on Jeopardy?
No. I mean, to me it seems like yesterday, but, like, I think this month is the 20th anniversary of my audition for Jeopardy. So, like, I meet kids who will tell me their first memory is watching me on Jeopardy, and I feel very old. But
that's
to me,
funny.
It feels like it went by in a flash.
Wow. That's funny. Well, this new book that you have out, I love the idea of this book. This is so funny. Was this your idea?
Yeah, 100 Places to See After You Die.
After You Die. Yeah.
And I was in an airport, and I was looking at all these Before You Die books, you know, 1,000 places
sure.
to visit before you die. And I realized that, you know, we were leaving out a big part of the audience. All these books about what to do before you die, but what about the afterlife? You know, because there are a lot of amazing stories of fictional journeys to heaven and hell and limbo, and you've got Dante's Inferno,
sure.
and you've got ancient mythology, and then you've got TV shows that go to the afterlife, like The Good Place,
right,
South
right.
Park. And I thought, I've always been interested in that kind of stuff. You know, I like mysteries and the unexplained, and death in the afterlife seemed like the greatest mystery of them all.
100 Places to See After You Die, to kick the bucket list, a travel guide to the afterlife. So give us a couple of examples of these places.
You know, in the Hindu version of heaven, everybody flies these huge airplane palaces through the sky, so you get your own aviation-based afterlife. in a Hieronymus Bosch painting of hell, you might get fed to a bird man who then poops you out into a big bubble, or you might get strung up on a lute and played like a guitar on barbed wire strings. My personal favorite, I think, would be the afterlife from Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Baseball diamond in the corn. You get to watch some old-timey baseball on a long afternoon with a Coke. It sounds like a great time.
This has got to be just a great escape for you, writing books, you know, after all the seriousness of Jeopardy and the hosting and everything else. That's got to be just a really cool outlet for you.
Well, I'm interested in about everything. That's kind of the secret to being good at Jeopardy, is being curious about everything. And
sure.
when I'm writing a book, I can really go down those rabbit holes. You know, I spent a couple years in libraries reading old Buddhist sutras and medieval mystics talking about what the afterlife might be, and watching every episode of My Mother, the Car, so I can see what reincarnation might have sounded like in the 60s. And, you know, I love doing the research part of a book and going down all those weird rabbit holes.
That's funny, you know, and I agree with you, Ken. We're talking to Ken Jennings here on the National Defense. You gotta stay curious. You gotta stay curious, because I think that is what keeps your mind active and kind of keeps you refreshed all the time, right?
I think that it works that way for me. And I love that Jeopardy has like a faithful older audience, because I think that's the time of day when a lot of people use their mental muscles. Is trying to remember answers and shout out at the TV on Jeopardy. You know, being curious is everything. You can be learning something new every day, just listening to a podcast or reading the back of a cereal box. You know, it just makes life more interesting.
What about music? How invested is Ken Jennings in music?
I would say I'm a huge music person. You know, to go on Jeopardy, contestants often will make sure they stay up to date on pop music because they don't want to miss a generation. I almost think it's why the best Jeopardy players are right around, maybe in their 30s, because you still remember your parents' music, but you haven't lost touch with like what the kids are listening to. So you've got like three generations of musical knowledge right there.
We're talking to Ken Jennings here. 100 Places to See After You Die, a travel guide to the afterlife, which is so fun. And you mentioned some of these TV shows that, you know, like The Good Place. I wouldn't mind being in A Good Place. It seems like they can have a lot of fun there.
A lot of the show takes place in The Bad Place, and a lot of the punishments in their version of hell are not tortures. They're just very slightly annoying things about modern life. I really like that vision of the afterlife where there's just slightly too many frozen yogurt places or too many Pirates of the Caribbean movies. The very modern version of the tortures of hell.
Oh, my gosh. How about just being stranded in a Chuck E. Cheese with the band performing the entire time?
Oh, wow. That's a very chilling version of hell right there. I don't think even Dante could have imagined that.
This is so cool. You got it throughout the book here. You're talking about 5,000 years of human history by the greatest prophets, poets, mystics, artists, TV showrunners. What version of those kind of captures your fascination the most?
You know, I would like to see an afterlife where we get answers. You know, like it would be nice to have an afterlife that was a library where you could just go up to the desk and ask God, you know, hey, What really did kill the dinosaurs? Or who really wrote the works of Shakespeare? What happened to Amelia Earhart?
Right.
which girls in junior high actually liked me? You know, never think you're going to know in life could actually be answered.
And so, what do you think of your hosting gig? How's that going?
You know, Jeopardy meant so much to me as a kid. I grew up watching it actually on Armed Forces TV because we lived overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was only one TV channel when we lived in Seoul in English, and it was Armed Forces TV. So whatever the Department of Defense decided we would watch, that's what we would watch. And through an accident of Armed Forces programming, me and all my friends watched Jeopardy after school every day because there was nothing else on. So it was always my favorite show as a kid, and the fact that 40 years later I'm still working there, it's like a dream come true. I have to pinch myself every time I'm out there.
Was your dad in the military?
He wasn't. He was a lawyer in Korea, but my mom worked at the Dodds School on the Army base there. So, a lot of my friends were Army kids or embassy kids, and we had privileges on the base and could go to the commissary and the exchange. But I have a lot of affection for Armed Forces TV because I would not have my job today without it.
That's so cool. Our audience is comprised of active duty military veterans and their families. Right. You know, so and it's nice to know that they're still being forced to watch Jeopardy. That's so good.
Well, you know, thanks for all you do. And the Jeopardy, if watching Jeopardy helps at all, you know, that's the least we can.
That's right. It all starts with Jeopardy. Ken, thank you so much for the time, man.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hey, Reading, we're celebrating 20 years with the iconic Sundial Bridge, and you're invited to party with Bandaloop on Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. The world-renowned innovators of vertical dance will be suspended from the Sundial Bridge during four dynamic performances. Catch the morning shows at 9:30 a.m. or the evening shows at 8:15 p.m. All four performances are free to the public. Learn more about Bandaloop and other exciting Celebrate 20 events at celebrate20.com. That's celebrate20.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The National Defense, it's Randy Miller, and, you know, if you take I-70 East from Kansas City, Missouri, and you drive to St. Louis, so about halfway down the line is a little town called Boonville, and country superstar Sarah Evans hails from Boonville, got her start there, and finally has some more new music out. Unbroke is her first album of all new material, yeah. 7 years. Sarah Evans joins us here in the National Defense. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I know that you support our military. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So a little shout out to
absolutely
to those.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so why has it been so long since you put out some music?
Well, I put out a covers album in 2020 called Copy That, and then I've just spent the last two to three years writing this album and on tour all the time. So, you know, it can take a while. It takes a while to get the whole thing done and out, and it's a big ordeal, but this album especially is so exciting for me and my whole family because it kind of runs a roller coaster of emotion and happy songs, sad songs, every song I co-wrote except one, and it's finally out, so it's like a labor of love for all of us, and we're so excited, and I think it's some of the best music I've ever released.
Wow. Well, that's saying a lot. We're talking to Sarah Evans here on the National Defense, and I just watched your video for your single, 21 Days. First of all, what a fun song. What a great song, and a funny, cool video.
Thank you.
Was that fun?
Yeah, we did a video for 21 Days and also a video for the song Pride. And that has my daughter, Audrey, in it. So you got to check that out, too.
Yeah, so I check out your Instagram every once in a while. You do some fun things on your Instagram with your daughter, and that's kind of fun to see. You guys seem like such a close, fun family.
We are. You know, we've had an unbelievably crazy life and different life because the kids grew up on the tour bus with me, and so we are extremely close. And two of the three are musicians themselves and artists and writers and singers. And then my youngest, Audrey, is 19, and she's kind of a TikTok star, Audrey Evans. And so we're very, very close. We all live within 5 minutes of each other in Nashville, and we're always together.
That's cool.
And my kids have been on the road with me for the last 2 or 3 years, working for me, playing guitar and singing. And
oh, that's cool.
So, yes, I grew up singing with my siblings, and I'm always wanting family with me, and I'm used to working with family as well. So
yeah,
and last night at midnight when the album came out, they were all texting, and we were crying, and because we've just been through so much since the beginning of writing this record.
Oh, that's so cool. And did I see where you guys were at Coachella?
Oh, yeah. We were at Stagecoach, and I sang with Post Malone.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And so...
Yeah, it was awesome.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you talked about singing with your siblings. When is the last time you peed in your boots on stage?
Well, it's been only that one time, thank goodness. And I think I was around 10 years old, so... you know, I think once is enough, don't you? Like, you learn from your mistakes. Like, listen to your heart. And if you have to go before the set starts, go.
Right. We're talking to Sarah Evans here on the National Defense. Unbroke is out today. First album of all new material in 7 years. And of course, I got that little tidbit from your podcast, which it's called Diving in Deep with Sarah Evans. And that was, I think that was the very first episode. I love to go back and listen to the very first episodes of new podcasts. And you did a great job. And I also see that you interview one of our buddies here in the show, Dennis Quaid, who's a great guy. You interviewed him on the podcast.
Yes, Dennis was on, and he's great. I got to know him a couple of years ago, and he and his wife, Laura, are just incredible people, and we have become great friends. And, yeah, that's a really great episode. Yeah, everybody check out the podcast, Diving in Deep, wherever you listen to podcasts or watch them.
Yeah.
I think we have about 10 episodes out, something like that.
Okay. And how is that for you? That's a brand new thing. How do you feel about doing that?
It's so fun. You know, it's not like I needed another thing to add to my plate, but I love to do things that I actually love in my personal life. And I like to, you know, blend those in with my professional life. So I just thought, I want to try this. And because I'm so addicted to listening to, like, long-form interviews and, you know, just putting on headphones and cooking or washing the dishes or doing laundry and listening to a long-form conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's where everything is headed. And, you know, nobody watches TV really that much anymore. They just kind of get everything from podcasts or social media. So, you know, it's just my personality. I'm such an entrepreneur, and I love to try new things all the time. So, yeah, and once the album was, you know, almost finished and going to the point of being mixed and mastered, that's when we started doing the podcast, because I didn't think I could be working on an album and doing that and touring at the same time.
Right, yeah, right. We're talking to Sarah Evans here in the National Defense. First new album, all new material in 7 years. It's called Unbroke. It's out today. And this podcast, you really are diving in deep with a lot of things. And you talked about starting your career and how things used to be in Nashville when all you had to do was have talent to get on a record label. And, man, have things changed, huh?
Yeah, I did an interview with Martina McBride, and she and I were talking about it because we were on RCA Records together, and I had Joe Galante on one episode. He was the head of RCA Records. He signed me, and how much the music industry has changed. And it's really, you know, it's a business like no other business because the formula is so different than anything else that you do, you know, especially in the arts and especially in country music. So it is really, really wild to see that now, you know, they want you to, you know, get your own numbers on social media first, right, before they'll even look at you. Or if you have a huge social media, you know, episode that happens and you get a million likes, then they want to sign you and you may not even have ever been on stage before.
Right.
So,
right.
It's just crazy, absolutely crazy. But, you know, that's why I'm so grateful that I got signed when I did. And now I have my fan base that just, you know, I feel that I can bring along with me on the ride. And especially with this new record, I'm dying to hear what everybody thinks because it's got a different sound. I co-produced it with Jeff Trott, who was Sheryl Crow's producer for of her big stuff. And we wrote together, and I had never met him before, and then he made a demo on our song, and the song that we wrote was 21 Days. And when I heard the demo, I was like, I want you to co-produce the album. So, yeah, wow. We went in and made a very, 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 very emotionally charged album.
Oh, that's so cool. And what about, we had Craig Morgan on the show last week, and I asked him this question. What do you think of the Beyonce step into country?
I don't know. You know, the only thing that bothers me is that, you know, it's very, very, very hard to get on mainstream country radio and be played. Right. And, you know, you have to work so hard every single time you release a song. And a lot of people assume that you're not doing music if they don't hear you on mainstream country. And so it's, you know, I think Beyonce has an amazing and beautiful voice, but I think she is better suited in her genre just because there's so many people that have worked in this genre and have earned the spot to be on country radio. So
I get it.
You know, I don't know. And, you know, I feel like I don't know. I love her voice and her music. I don't know anything about her personally, but yeah, let's just, you know, keep it to the country girls.
Yeah, stay in your lane. Right. Sarah, great to talk to you. Best of luck with the album, and man, it's just it's great catching up.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you too.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I saw your piece on, I think it was on CBS Sunday morning, right?
That's correct. I filmed that actually last week. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been so much fun.
Are you, I mean, you seem so very comfortable in front of the cameras. Are you used to being in the limelight like that?
No. No, I am not. But I have to say I'm so touched by the everything for this book coming together as beautifully as it has. It just, I feel like in some level, I'm just, you know, I get to be the spokesperson for Michael Crichton. I loved him so much. I wish he were still here like all of us. And we just lost him too soon. But anytime I can celebrate Michael Crichton, it will put a smile on my face and I will step up to the plate.
Oh, that is so great. That's so great. And let's talk about this new novel, Eruption. So I guess you've found these unfinished manuscripts, right?
Yes, I did. I found this wonderful unfinished manuscript a couple of years after Michael passed away. And it was, I sat down to read it because Michael always talked about this volcano stories. And, you know, volcanoes pop up in his different books, whether it's Congo or Jurassic. But,
right.
But I always knew that there was a volcano story. So when I sat down and started to read it, it just chills up my entire body because it has all of him in it. You know, it's just, it's so is pure. What I was reading, I was like connected to Michael on the other side, and it was almost like treasure. And I knew that this was his passion project, and he was speaking to me through that, and I devoured it. And then I came to the abrupt end, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, how could this be the end? Well, how could he have stopped here?
Right.
And
right.
So,
right.
I'm like, not to me. How can you do this to me? I'm your wife. So I went on this pilgrimage looking for anything and everything associated with this book. And it took a long, long time to make sure that I had all the research collected. And then I was faced with, now what do I do? And I just thought, you know what? James Patterson, he is the top of his game. He is an incredible thriller writer. I mean, this is a thriller through and through. And I reached out to him to see if he was even a Crichton fan, and he was. And I sent him the pages, and he engaged immediately. And he's like, Jerry, I need to know how this thing ends. And so we went on this beautiful collaboration together. And what you know to be available, like, right now in my hands right now, I'm staring at the book, and I'm just so proud of it. I'm just so proud of it.
It's called Eruption. We're talking to Sherry Crichton here on the National Defense. And let's talk about James Patterson for a second. He's a guy that's been on this show numerous times, and just seems like a regular guy. I mean, it's just the nicest guy. And so when you reached out to him, were you surprised that he was a fan?
Well, no, I wasn't, because I would imagine he was a fan of Michael's. The way that Michael really was a fan of Patterson. Now, Michael didn't read a lot of fiction, but in his library is the Alex Cross series, and so I was like, you know what? You know, that is a sign, and I was always looking for signs, but the way he was a fan of Michael's was a surprise to me. I mean, he had devoured every one of Michael's books. He could tell me things about Michael that I, of course, I knew, but he knew them too. So he clearly was, a fond, admirer of Michael's work. And I just knew from the moment, like you said, he's such a down to earth man and such an incredible talent, that if he would come on board to finish this book, I could see no better collaboration between these two giants.
And that had to be a challenge for James Patterson, too. I mean, in terms of, having Michael's voice all the way through this and staying true to his style of writing, right?
Yeah, you know, it is for a writer. I think that the dance was that, to keep Michael's voice, and to yet bring in all the Patterson, you know, what he's known for, which is that page-turning, exhilarating, you know, thrilling ride. And I think that the two, how he wove the two stories together, he did it so beautifully. We were joking, just saying, I wonder if anybody would be able to figure out where Michael stopped and James, you know, began. But it really turned out so beautifully, and it helps because he was such, or not was, he is such an incredibly generous person. I'm talking about James, that he did not, you know, people don't have to be as generous and honorable. And I am so grateful that I got to align myself with somebody who has that type of integrity.
Absolutely.
Because I set out to do this to honor my husband, and to honor Michael's legacy and all of his fans. And to have that beautiful collaboration really between the two of them, I'm honored to witness that.
Yeah, and boy, I mean, the film rights. I was just reading about the bidding, the bidding for the film rights for this book, Eruption. I mean, because this is a double whammy for movie studios, because now you got Michael Crichton, you got James Patterson together. This is going to be crazy, isn't it?
Yes, I have to say that it was over Mother's Day weekend. We had more people. I was on Zooms all weekend hearing from the best of the best in the business, telling us their take on this book. And to have that early inclusion of these Hollywood megastars pitching to us their interpretation of the book and what they would do to elevate, you know, this movie. It was so surreal, and it was truly one of the best Mother's Day gifts, because I see also this book as like a gift to Michael's son, our son, that though he was never able to meet his son. I was pregnant when Michael passed. This has been just a beautiful journey of of my son watching this development of his father's his work. And the integrity of a man and the talent of this other man, Jim Patterson, to bring it all together. And it's been just just something from another world. Yeah. So I'm very, very grateful.
We're talking to Sherry Crichton here in the National Defense, the new book, Eruption, that is out. I mean, you're talking about the best of the best in Hollywood. You've got directors that are begging for a part in this. You've got actors and actresses that are begging for a part in this. And it's still just a book.
I know. Isn't it the best? That's the best. I love it. It is the best way to honor Michael and to celebrate him and to honor James and to celebrate him, and the combination of the two. I am so grateful. I truly, and I said this to Jim, I'm like, Jim, you've got to hear me. I am so grateful that you have been on this journey with me, because this is our journey. It's our collaboration, and it's quite something. I feel like I'm erupting on the inside out.
Well, and the eruption is set in Hawaii, right? Which is a very special place for you and Michael, I think.
Yes. Well, you know, Michael had a place there, and then introduced me to Hawaii, and we actually even got married on the south shore of Kauai. And we lived there, and that's where Michael did some of his best work. Mm. It's in the garage in the back of our house, working 10 hours a day when he wasn't hiking with me or we were doing something fun. No, he was a creative mastermind in Hawaii, and this book is actually even dedicated to the people of Hawaii.
Yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
He loved the culture. He loved the people. He loved the nature. He loved everything about Hawaii.
So, Sherry, have you found some other stuff, too?
You know, Michael never stopped working. He was a machine. And I think the thing is, he was always curious. He never deflected his curiosity to something mundane. He was always on the edge of something that, you know, he brought us, you know, where we are now, where we're talking about DNA and cloning with giraffes.
Right.
I mean, far before its time. And Michael was talking about a pandemic 50 years ago, or now probably 55 years ago, with the Andromeda strain. So he was so far ahead of his time that, you know, his mind was just always working. He was always curious, and he had discipline to take everything in his mind and put it down, not on paper, because he was a computer wizard. He just logged everything. So, yes, he never stopped. He just never stopped.
Okay.
So, is there more?
So it's really not an answer, but I get the idea that we might see something else.
But this is his passion. This is truly his passion project that connects me so much to him and to his love of Hawaii and his love of science and you know, all his brilliant mind on how he would create the unexpected and take us on this exhilarating ride. So,
well, I can tell you that he is so proud of you and the way you've championed not just this, but his legacy, and you've done a great job. Sherry, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
These jobs reports are just a movie trailer for a bad movie. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The month of May barely created any full-time jobs, mostly from the government, and tons of part-time jobs. The headline number may look good, but the rest of it is a dud. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.